السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those who are listening over receivers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed us with a very mubarak month of Ramadan, but it went so speedily and so fast that every person seems to be saying that it's unbelievable how fast and how quick it went. We were just talking about Miraj, and then suddenly came Shaban, and then next thing Ramadan, and it's all over. That's how life is ending. We are getting closer and closer to our graves. Nevertheless, once again, welcome to this Majlis of Zikr. These days we say lots of welcomes. So therefore, welcome you to this Majlis of Zikr. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept your coming. But it's necessary that we should be properly focused that this is a Majlis of Zikr, so that we don't have very high expectations of some high sounding philosophical speech. In the Majlis of Zikr, we remind ourselves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's presence, or we develop in our hearts that conscious awareness that my Allah is watching, my Allah is hearing, my Allah knows. And we are aware that whatever we are doing here, we are either making our akhirat or we are destroying our akhirat. In this world, whatever we are doing, it is either going to be building up our palaces and our gardens of Jannat, or the person is preparing more and more snakes and scorpions and chains and fire of Jahannam. He is increasing its flames. That's what he is doing. So either we are preparing ourselves for Jannat or preparing ourselves for hellfire. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye Jannat bhi, Jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari hai. So an example of Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, which is most appropriate now after Ramadan. And it is not an example that you are unaware of. It is an example which probably some of you may have heard more than a dozen times, and some even more than that, and some little less than that. But it's an example which is most appropriate after this month of Ramadan. And wallah, this example just came now whilst walking towards you. So I always believe that when something like that happens, then it is intended to be said. Otherwise, there are so many other things that a person can speak on. And especially this example, which is so common and which I have mentioned myself so many times in different majlises. So now you must be thinking, what is that example? That example is that of the snake. The snake catcher. Now before I even commence with that example, some of you must have already reached the end of that example. When a person knows something very well, then you can reach the end before the person who's saying it has even started. So then what is the sense of repeating then if you have already reached the end? They say the worst prison for a woman is to be in a room, no matter how much of luxury in that room, no matter how beautiful the bed, no matter how beautiful the cupboards, no matter how beautiful the ensuite is, but the worst of all prison is that room in which there's no mirror. If there's no mirror in that room, it's a prison. And for also lots of men now who have all kinds of powders and perfumes and cosmetics. So that is a worse prison, they say. Which shows that the person looks into the mirror dozens of times a day. The mirror is something that the person wants to always look into. He's combing his hair, he's looking in the mirror. If there's a slight scratch on his nose, he's looking in the mirror. If there's a fly sitting somewhere, he's looking in the mirror. Anything and everything, the person wants to look in the mirror. And we do not know how many times the person looks in that mirror. Now, it's the same mirror, and it's the same face. I'm just trying to... Something is coming in my mind, Allah Ta'ala is putting some... this thing. That the same example, which will be repeated. There too, it is the same face, and the person is looking in that same mirror. But every time that he is looking into that mirror, he is finding some weakness, some shortcoming, some defect, or some neglect in his beauty. Like the person slept and he got up. Now after getting up from his sleep and he looks in the mirror, then sometimes he thinks that he might be the brother of Shaitan, looking at his disheveled hair. Or the person came from a journey and he was riding a horse. There was a lot of dust and sand. Now when he looks at the mirror, then he looks very different from what he is. Those who have traveled in India by train, and the windows are open, and the train is moving at high speed, then after that when you get off, then check your clothes, and your faces, and your beards. Sometimes there's so much of dust that is unbelievable. But now the person is going to look into the mirror, that same mirror, and that same face. But now he's going to show something else. So what we learn from this is that we are the same. But our hearts are not in the same condition. Our hearts are not in the same condition. Our bodies may be the same, but our hearts don't remain in one condition. الْإِيمَانُ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُسُ وَلَا جَوْمَسْلَهِ So the hearts don't remain in the same condition. Sometimes they are in a good condition, sometimes there's a defect, there's a weakness, there's shortcoming, there's a deficiency. So now he has to look into the mirror of the Qur'an Sharif. That mirror of the Qur'an Sharif will now tell him where that weakness is, where that deficiency is. He has to look into the mirror of the Hadith Sharif. That Hadith Sharif will tell him in which area of his life, which department, is there a weakness and a shortcoming. That yesterday it was not bad, but today there's a weakness because he got tempted today to commit fraud or to cheat or to hide the defect in the article that he was selling, which yesterday he was not selling. But today that weakness came. Or he was passing by a lotto machine and then decided to buy one ticket, because he got temptation. People are winning 20 million, 30 million, why should I not try? So that might not have been there yesterday, but came in today. So he has to keep looking into that mirror of the Quran Sharif, that mirror of the Hadith Sharif, and these examples which have been given by the Awliya-i-Kiram and Awliya-i-Siddiqeen, those examples are also inspired. Allah Ta'ala inspires them with those examples. So Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi was not any ordinary person. Hazrat Ghanoi Rahmatullah Alayhi say, Teen Kitab Al-Bayli, Quran Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, or Masnavi Sharif. Mujaddid-e-Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to keep one copy under his pillow. Why? Because those examples have been inspired by Allah Ta'ala. So he gives this example, that example now is a mirror. Just like how the Quran Sharif is a mirror, the Hadith Sharif is a mirror, like that these examples are also mirrors. So now that will show you the importance of a repetition of these type of examples. Otherwise the person will say, this I heard many times. What is the need to hear it again? So So the need to hear and to listen to it again is this, that in the month of Ramadan, with the mujahada that a person was making. Now first of all, that example. So he says that there was a snake catcher, because there are so many a time new people who have heard, hearing it for the first time. So he said there was a snake catcher. So he went up to the mountainside, and there, because there was a lot of snow, there were lots of snakes there. The one was a huge one, and it was motionless. So it appeared as if it was dead. But in reality, it was that coal of the snow which had caused it to become motionless. There was no movement in it. But it is a very huge snake, very big snake. He's giving an example. So he thought that this is now something that I can have a show and make some money, have a performance. So he dragged it along, went through Baghdad, went through all the cities or towns and came to Baghdad. Now there, he began to announce that I spent a lot of time, hard work, effort, my intelligence, my sweat, and it was not an easy thing to catch a huge snake like this. But because of my expertise, I caught it and I brought it along. So lots of other fools also gathered around to watch this snake, because he was making a very bold claim, and it was not easy definitely to catch such a huge long snake and bring it. So they also gathered around it. So whilst he was talking about his expertise, the sun rose, went higher, and then the warmth of the sun, the heat of the sun, heated the snake, as the skin of the snake. And when it heated the skin of the snake, and warmth came into the body of the snake, so the snake began to wriggle. And when it began to wriggle, the first person to run was the snake catcher. He was the first one that ran, and everybody else dispersed in all directions. Now that is the example. Now from there the lesson, that snake was not dead. It was due to the snow that it was appearing lifeless. But all it required was the heat of the sun to get life back. See, our nafs is just like that snake, that with a little bit of mujahada, some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadah, some du'as which we are making, some kind of crying and weeping before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and all those mujahada that the person made, he made kept fast, and he made namazas, and then he made taraweeh salat, and he was really suppressing this nafs. So he made, if of course he made the mujahada properly in Ramadan, then that nafs became motionless, as if it is dead. As if. So now this person thinks that I have suppressed this nafs, and now there is no need to fear, because I made enough mujahada and that nafs is now dead. Because in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, I didn't see any haram, I didn't listen to haram, I didn't speak haram, I didn't make any ghibat, I didn't steal, I didn't commit adultery, fornication. That TV of mine also, I had put a kafan over it. It was in iddat for 30 days. Lots of TVs go in iddat for 30 days. So he says, so many things I did. So now this nafs is dead. But he says, all that it requires, a little heat of the sin again. Some temptation here and there, evil glances, listening to something haram, fantasizing about something haram, and suddenly the temptation to switch on again and follow that serial which is missed, and look at again the haram, and that nafs gets a little bit of heat of that sins, and it springs back to life. And all that mujahada that he made, and all that effort, and all that striving, is all lost. And that's just as that snake became overpowering again, in the same way this person's nafs overpowers him, and he becomes shaitan number one again. So therefore, Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi say, ki ye agar farishta bhi ho jaye, to isse badguma rehna. If your nafs becomes a farishta also, don't trust it. Be on guard, like how in the month of Ramadan, those who were really making mujahada and striving, and wanting that connection with Allah Ta'ala, and Alhamdulillah, so many people are writing, phoning, that they had experience for the first time in their lives of Laylatul Qadr, and that breaking down, and the tears, and which were flowing without control, and all those kind of experiences. So now all that was for what? It was to suppress this nafs and to discipline this nafs, so that now it may act correctly, it may perform well, it may stay away from all those things that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. But if that person gives this nafs again a little bit of enjoyment of those sins, that little will become a huge flame, and that flame will consume this person after that. So let us not be foolish, let us not be stupids, let us not be idiots, because that is what a person becomes when he works very hard, and after that destroys his own product. A person spends plenty of time, and he comes up with some invention, and then when it's just about ready now, he breaks it, cracks it, smashes it. Then we'll say that this person is foolish, he's an idiot, he's a stupid. Now these words which we always use, stupid, idiot, foolish, monkey, donkey, as my Hazrat says, international monkey and donkey. So now these are the words which we use very commonly for our friends, and for those who irritate us and agitate us and make us a little angry and annoyed and displeased, then we use all these kind of terms. And not only that, there are lots of others after that which we can't mention in masjids. But the smile on people's faces shows that they know what those words are. So much. Now those words which we use, those harsh words, now those harsh words, idiot, stupid, monkey and foolish and all that, it should be used for our nafs. There is a place for those harsh words. But that is when this nafs now wants to take us back to those sins, then we say, you are foolish, you are stupid. After I gave up all these things in the month of Ramadan and made so much of effort to bring that little bit of connection with Allah Ta'ala, and after having gained a little bit of that enjoyment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's marifat and muhabbat, now suddenly you want to take me back. So take out all that anger on that nafs. So there is a place for that anger. People are always saying we are angry, angry, we're getting a lot of anger. So this is where that anger should now be directed. That the person cries or he curses that nafs. So then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will keep him steadfast. So what is required is to remain steadfast after the Ramadan. Istiqamat is what is required. Shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. So we have to reach that stage where we can say shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. That love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has now embedded itself deep in my heart. Nothing can take it out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, love is deep in my heart. All these beautiful faces and all the haram entertainment and pleasures and all the things that they will throw at us now in December to drag us away, we say, I will never exchange, I will never barter this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala which I have gained in this month of Ramadan for all those haram pleasures. Then we can say, shukr hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya, ab to shayad mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all that kind of dil. When we get that kind of dil, then life will be very different. We'll still enjoy life. There will be happiness. There will be some entertainment, some fun and some pleasure and everything. There'll be a place for everything. The person will not become gloomy and serious all his life. But they will now be within the parameters of Sharia. Allah Ta'ala will give him that enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala will make his life pleasant. May Allah Ta'ala give us His muhabbat, ma'rifat, His qurb, and His yaqeen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली शाहनशाहे दो आलम तू है सबसे तेरी सरकार है खाली शान तेरी हर आन नहीं है गाह जमाली गाह जलाली शान तेरी हर आन नहीं है गाह जमाली गाह जलाली वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई खल्कों में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई खल्कों में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allah, 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 Allah.
Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le. اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے رب کریم او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی ستار غفار اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ My most compassionate, kind, loving Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan you gave to us. Oh my beloved Allah, we did not appreciate that great bounty of Ramadan. We did not do justice to the fasting and to the tilawat and to the zikr and to the ibadat in that Mubarak month. Ya Allah, but the month is gone and we cannot bring it back. And we do not know whether we will see the next Ramadan. But oh my beloved Allah, you are still alive. You are still there, oh my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, there has come no deficiency in your sifats of rahmat and mercy and kindness and forgiveness. Allah, teri shan rahimi aur kareemi ke andar koi nuksan nahi hua hai. Mere Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi rahim kareem Allah hai jo Ramadan ke mahine mein tha. My beloved Allah, for weak ones like us, for sinners like us, oh my beloved Allah, we have great hope that with your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi, you will wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, and that is why we are raising our hands before you. Mere pyare Khuda, tu Rahim Allah hai, tu Kareem Allah hai, tu bahut maaf karne wala Allah hai. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners, oh my beloved Allah, when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging our sins. We are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh my Rahim Allah, have Raham upon us. Ya Rahim, Raham farma. Ya Kareem, Karam farma. Ay Ghaffar, Maghfirat farma. Ay Sattar, Sattari farma. Ay mere pyare Aqa. اے میرے اللہ, اے میرے پیارے مولا, تیرے دروازہ رحمت ہمارے لیے کھول دے. او اللہ, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. We are extending our begging bowls before you, O my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. There is nothing that is hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, at this very moment you are looking at us. You are hearing us. And O Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, whatever we seek, you can give it to us. Ya Allah, the entire mankind, whatever they seek, you can give it to them. And there will come no decrease in your ni'mats and your bounties. Ey mere pyare Allah, therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness of all the sins that we committed. From the time we became of age up till now. Mere Allah, humare har guna ko maaf farma. Hamari har khata ko maaf farma. It is because of our sins, oh my Allah, that we are suffering. Everywhere in the world, the ummah is suffering. Lekin mere pyare Allah, who else is there for us that we can turn towards for forgiveness of sins except you, oh my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere pyare Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us to turn to besides you, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, he can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh my beloved Allah, if you have to reject us, where do we go? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. There is no home for us besides your home. There is no door for us to tap besides your door. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, we have gathered here for no other reason but to make sincere tawbah from all sins. And to take your Mubarak name, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, as great as your name is, give us great maghfirat. Ay mere Allah, jitna bada tera naam, itni badi maghfirat farma de. Ay Allah, tere rahmat ka samandar baha de. O Allah, cause your darya and your ocean of forgiveness to wash away, O my beloved Allah, all our sins. Allah, you just require one drop from your ocean of forgiveness to wash away our sins. Ay mere Allah, faqat tera irada kafi hai, just your decision to forgive us is sufficient. Ey mere Allah, nobody is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Mere Allah, if you are going to forgive us, we will become successful. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. And oh Allah, you will become pleased. But oh Allah, if we are not forgiven, then the only one happy will be Shaitan. Allah, humare hal par raham farmale. Hey Allah, humare hal par raham farmale. Oh my beloved Allah, we seek from you the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, out of your ihsan, you blessed us with Islam and Iman. Ya Allah, you blessed us with Islam and Iman out of your ihsan, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise we do not know in which church we would have been ringing bells, or in which temple we would have been folding our hands. Oh my beloved Allah, it is just your ihsan. Mere Allah, jab ke tune apne fazl o karam se hame iman aur islam ata kiya, to ay Allah tere fazl o karam se hame maaf bhi farma de. Ay Allah tere fazl o karam se hame maaf farma de. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, grandchildren, family members, whoever in the ummah is suffering, oh my Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, whether they are at home or in the hospital, ya Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick, cure us from all our spiritual ailments. Our hearts are filled with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with envy, with pride, with arrogance. Oh my beloved Allah, with evil passions and desires our hearts are filled. Ya Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, bless us all with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e-siddiqeen. Teri quwwat-e-jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Ya Allah, teri muhabbat ata farma. Ya Allah, teri muhabbat ata farma. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ki muhabbat ata farma. Ya Allah, give us the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, provide for them plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, and get them out of their financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, save us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest, or taking loans on interest. Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, save us from earning anything that is haram. Ya Allah, protect us from any kind of earning that is haram. Don't let even one morsel go down our throats of any kind of haram. Ay mere pyare Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us, oh my beloved Allah. We are seeking halal risk and sustenance from you. Ya Allah, ek lukma bhi haram ka, mere pyare Allah, hamare pet mein jane mat de. Ya Allah, hamari hifazat farma le. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you, to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to their parents. Ya Allah, give the parents also the tawfiq to bring them up in the proper Islamic manner. Ay mere pyare Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left the ummah in a position of honor and dignity and united as one body and one soul. Ya Allah, we are the ones who have first sliced the body of the ummah. Ya Allah, the enemies only came in afterwards and did whatever was left to be done. Mere Allah, ye jurm-e-azim ko tu maaf farma. Is jurm-e-azim ko tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, give us all the tawfiq to call towards good and to prohibit that which is evil. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, our nafs, it wants to devour us. Allah, it wants to drag us into Jahannam. Allah, give us the himmat of lion against nafs. Allah, suppress this nafs of ours. Ya Allah, discipline the nafs of ours. Allah, let us do all those things that are pleasing to you and distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Ay mere pyare Allah, give us your marifat. Ay Allah, teri marifat naseef na. Allah, dariya-e marifat ki gehrai ki machli bana de. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours. Hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, ab to hamara ban ja. Ya Allah, hum kab tak munafiqana chal chalenge? How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? Oh my Allah, change the condition of our hearts.
Ameen.
Change the direction of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts.
Ameen.
Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa.
Ameen.
Fill our hearts with the nur of zuhad and qanaat. Fill our hearts with the nur of shukr. Ay mere Allah, fill our hearts with the nur of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the nur of ibadat. Mere Allah, humare dil ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, the awliya-e-kiram, the sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Ay Allah, they used to do ibadat, zikr, tilawat. They used to be obedient to you and still they used to cry over. Oh my Allah, still they used to cry. Ay Allah, aaj hum gunah karke haste hain. Ay Allah, wo ibadat karke rote the. Hum gunah karke haste hain. Mere Allah, they used to make ibadat and cry. And oh Allah, we commit sins and we laugh and we smile and we brag and we advertise our sins. Mere pyare Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Mere pyare Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Mere Allah, you can change the direction of our lives. Ay mere Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Hame dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi. Mere Mawla, hame dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi. Allah, don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifices for us. We have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried so much for us. So much of his blood was shed for the sake of this ummah. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of his injury and pain through our sins and our indulgence in vices and evils. When he is informed that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah in the discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, prostitute quarters, dancing on the stages of the world, bragging about their sins. Ehi vere pyare Allah, how much of injury and pain we caused to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, he did not want to see any of his ummati die in a haram action only. Ya Allah, he wanted to see every ummati of his enter Jannat. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of that find us in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, a bottle of wine in our hands, at the casinos or the discos or the cinemas or theatres. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of that find us in fraudulent activities. Don't let the angel of that visit us in a state that you are displeased with us. Allah, let the angel of that visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Darul ulum ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, jo bhi deen ka kaam kar rahe hai, sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. Is dunya ko chhod ke jana hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut. Allah, abari hifazat farma. Allah, sakrat ki manzil asan farma. Allah, make it easy for us. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar, from the azab of akhir. Cause us to cross pole sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Oh, my beloved Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyib. Rozay Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Allah, humari roo joomti hui tere paas a jaye. Allah, we look forward to meeting you. Allah, aisi hume maut ata farma ki jo teri raza wali maut ho. Allah cause us to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow there, we too may be forgiven.
Amen.
But O Allah, if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of Barakat. Allah bless us with Barakat in our earnings, Barakat in our homes, Barakat in our lives, Barakat in our time, Barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, those who have lost any of their family members recently or in the past, Ya Allah, bless those people with Jannatul Firdaus and give the kith and kin and family members sabr jameel ajr azim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalloon ala an-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.